Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains August 8th through the 14th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Luther King Jr. Day, a day to remember Dr. King's dream and the work that he started that is still unfinished. Now, the Black Lives Matter movement is an example of that. So today, go out into the community and make a difference and keep his dream alive.
Yes, HK, I could not have said it better. Now, I am here with our friend, entertainment reporter, Tanner Thomason, ready to dish.
Hey, thank
Tanner.
You, Sherry.
Okay, now it seems Kanye West has caused quite a stir over a yearbook comment. We'll explain.
Plus, we have a dish debate that has the internet divided. Who's the better actor, Will Ooh. Smith or Denzel?
Ooh. And speaking of Will Smith, hear what decision he made when he got the Fresh Prince show that might have really helped his career. But first, what you got, Brad?
Well, y'all, Kevin Hart has his sights set on reaching billionaire mogul status. He sat down with CBS Morning's co-host, Gayle King, and opened up about his ambitions to become a billionaire by the age 45. Take a look.
You want to be a billionaire by the time you're 45. And I got the impression it was bigger than the money part of
it. It's not about the money.
It's not about the money.
No, it's not about the money. It's about the title of a billionaire.
Ooh, wow. Wait a minute now. Yeah. So Kevin is about 42 right now. Ooh. He turned 43 in July, so he has about 2.5 years to get there. Y'all think he's gonna pull it off?
Yo, every time you turn around, Kevin Hart is in something. You
this
know what I mean?
True.
So, like, the dude don't stop working. He stay on the road, man. I think he's gonna get it.
I think he'll get it if he don't cheat on his wife again. He probably will be able to get it.
Well, that's not gonna do with him being a billionaire, Gary.
Could that be money going out the family? So if he just do the right thing and not cheat, he could get it. He'll get there.
Why do you have to bring
up... We're talking about Kevin Hart and all his success. We're going to talk about cheating on his wife. First off, I think for Kevin to even say a billionaire by 45, that means he's already close.
Very much so.
Right.
He is literally the epitome of Bruno Mars' song. I want to be a billionaire freaking bad. But you're right, HK. Every time I turn on the TV, if it's not a Chase card, it's a Ford commercial... He's got his hands in everything, a new movie, and he executive produces. He has shows on the air that he executive produces, so he's very smart.
Well, and he's got the Sean John clothing where he's like, he does stuff for them and whatnot. Like,
yeah, so I believe he's very close. If he's saying that, he's probably already a billionaire.
He might have 999 million. He's just waiting on that one
more. That one dollar.
Right.
He can model adult clothes, children's clothes. I mean, the bag is unlimited for this man.
I think, like what you say, HK, Kevin Hart has been really smart. He has capitalized on being short and being that little man.
He would have been funny in the Calvin Klein thing with Pete Davidson.
Now, that would have been funny, Brad.
Chocolate drop.
Chocolate drop.
Oh, my gosh. You, Kevin Hart, he did underwear ads. He did underwear ads.
Yeah, text him. He did. When did he do it?
Kevin Hart?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, he did. I think they're Sean Johns or whatever.
Down girl. Down girl.
Well, it's clear Kanye West didn't have a filter on his mouth, even as a kid. So TikTok user Abby Richardson took to the platform to share that her father was friends with Ye back in high school. And he allegedly wrote a not safe for work comment in her dad's yearbook that said, "You better get some meow this summer." And he's not talking about the cat with four legs, if you know what I mean.
Oh, how cute is
that?
All
right.
I love that.
It truly is a goal for when the school lets out. You know, you definitely, you know, especially if you're a virgin.
Can you imagine finding out that your mom or dad was like friends with an international superstar and they just used to hang out in high school?
And the thing is when you write in somebody's yearbook, Tanner, you usually telling the truth. Do y'all believe that Kanye actually wrote it?
I think we used to write some outlandish stuff in people's yearbooks. Like, Brad, I know you probably used to go up on yours, right?
Yeah, of course I did. I wrote all over the whole page.
No, people sometimes screenshot things that I wrote in yearbooks and send it back to me because, like, I would always write something, like, you know, encouraging. You know what I'm saying? Like, even if I didn't really even know you like that, I would take those, like, little small interactions we had and just make it the biggest thing in the world because I always believed in investing in people, you know? But I never told nobody to get no meow this summer. I wish I would have
go get that meow.
That's funny to look back at.
So moving on. Fresh Prince of Bel-Air was and continues to be loved by many. And I just love hearing the behind-the-scenes tea about the cast. So y'all get this. Will Smith decided it was best to use his real name, Will, for his character in Fresh Prince so that he wouldn't end up being typecast. Mm. Now, ironically, Alfonso Ribeiro is the one who suggested that Will use his own name. And unfortunately, it was Alfonso who ended up getting typecast for playing Carlton. Mm-hmm. Ain't that about a blip?
It is. Mm-hmm.
Wow. So the only difference is that the fictional Will is named William Smith, while Will's real-life name is Willard Smith. That's funny.
I didn't know he was a Willard.
I didn't know he was a Willard either.
I would be Will, too. Totally get it. You don't know any cool Willards in real life. No. You know what I mean?
I think it was a brilliant move. I think it was an absolutely brilliant move for Will to be Will in The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, because it's like he was rapping and he had an audience there. But then The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, I mean, how big was that show? And everybody knew who he was. And he's kind of playing a version of himself. You know, it wasn't like he was doing some big character. Mm-hmm. I mean, he was Will.
But typically, when you're an entertainer and you get your own show, Tanner, you have it be named after you. I don't know. Especially with comics, if we get a show.
I think about Seinfeld.
Seinfeld. If we get a show, it's named after us because we want to keep our name and keep our fans.
Sure.
So I can see why he did that. Alfonso, I don't know what your problem was.
Yeah,
what?
Carlton for
he's
life.
He's still getting to the bag. Like, he's hosting America's Funniest Home Victims.
Yeah, he got a show.
Home Victims. Yeah. He's hosting America's Funniest Home Video. He's doing an amazing job. But I still see Carlton when I see that.
Me too.
He is killing
it. Me too.
All right, guys. It is time for a dish debate.
Dish debate.
Dish debate. Okay. Speaking of Big Will, speaking of Will Smith, the internet was recently debating who is the better actor between Will and Denzel Washington. Now, both actors, both these men have killed it. They've given some of the best performances over their careers over the last couple years. So, Gary, if you had to pick one out who you thought was the best, who would it be?
It would definitely be Will Smith. I mean, Will played in that movie. What was it, 6 Degrees of Separation or something like that?
That was like his first movie.
That's the one I like him saw.
Of course.
I think that was the best movie. And, you know, when he played a character of alternative lifestyle, I like that, too. Denzel never done that. So I think Will is definitely
Denzel
the best.
No, but Denzel did Glory. Denzel did Malcolm X. Yeah.
Denzel did Devil in a Blue Dress. Denzel did American Gangster. Come on now.
And Ricochet. Yep.
I love Will Smith, but because Denzel's the OG and he opened up the door for people like Will Smith to be able to play great characters, I'm going to have to go with Denzel.
I got to go with Denzel.
Yeah, I got to go with Denzel.
Yeah, what's the one where he's the cop and be like, I'll pack your ass.
Training day. Oh, how about you guys washing cars at Pelican Bay?
Yeah.
Denzel ain't got nothing on me.
I don't think you can remember Will's lines that. Like you do it. Like when he played Malcolm X and he did his finger and he turned it and everybody turned. It's those moments that Denzel creates.
But Will Smith opened the door for two Aunt Viv's, though, and I think we're forgetting about that. So, hey.
Don't nobody give a damn about no Aunt Viv's.
Oh.
Well, whenever you remember a Denzel line, it's a really dramatic line.
Yeah.
Whenever you remember a Will line, it's always like, welcome to Earth, you know, or whatever. It's like.
We love Will.
Yeah,
we love Will, but I think also now Will has become so much like your regular person because we know so much about him now.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Will also did a lot of movies that Denzel doesn't do. Denzel's a little more picky with his movies than I think Will Smith has been. Like with I, Robot and some movies like that where it's like you don't see Denzel in a lot of those.
I Am Legend. Now,
that one right there.
Denzel wouldn't have done Hitch. It was a great movie, but I did like Hitch.
Up next, honey, find out why Michael B. Jordan decided to reveal who he's giving his eggplant to. Come right back.
Was that Gary?
Dish Nation.
Welcome back. Michael B. Jordan has always kept his love life on the down low. Mm-hmm. That is until Lori Harvey came along. That an actor opened up in an interview and dished on why he decided to go public. He said, the situation for me was real enough to share. There's a premeditated planning of staying out of the way of the public eye that sometimes kills spontaneity and intimacy. I wanted to take that away and give this the best chance that it had. Which is kind of dope, because sometimes everybody's eyes can kill a relationship before it has a chance to blossom. So what y'all think? Mm-hmm. You think he had a point?
I think whatever works best for the couple, whatever they feel that works best for the both of them.
I think he just had to make sure she was through with Future, because that's the deal. He probably just, he said, wait a minute, before I put myself out here, let me make sure She is through with Future, and there's no residue from him.
Yeah, I'm going to say, like, through with Future's, maybe that's part of it. But the other part of it is, like, yeah, you want to make sure that the relationship's going to be at least kind of real before you step into the public. Like, the sneaking around thing, like, in the beginning, that can be a little sexy. Like, hey, do you want to meet here late for drinks? Or, like, what are you doing? But at a certain point, you can't hide. You can't hide if you're Michael B. Jordan.
And you're happy, you want people to know about your happiness.
Exactly.
And especially going public and it doesn't work out, or like the relationship fails after a certain amount of time, and then you do it again and again and again, then you look like a serial dater. And then you end up on Dish Nation, and we're talking about the fact, like, yo, another one? Right. So it's dope that he kind of waited till it turned into a thing, and then started to do the photo shoots and stuff.
And I think also, I heard Steve Harvey threatened him.
Oh, really?
Yes, honey. Wait a minute, honey.
All right. Well, the holiday season might be over, but Faison Love is ready to bring the 2003 Christmas film Elf, starring Will Ferrell, back to the big screen. But this time with a bunch of melanin. Faison said, I think America is ready for a black elf. I mean, we had a black president, we had an orange president, and now it's time for a black elf. And then he plugged himself as the replacement for Will's role. Now, y'all, okay. But y'all remember when he was Will's boss in the film.
Yes.
I mean, you think Faison would be just as funny as Will?
Faison is hilarious.
He's funny now.
But I want to see what creative writing can make him go from being the boss of the, like, department
to
store
the
that
elf.
Will was at to becoming the elf. Like, I'm just here
to
see how they make it happen.
I don't know that we need an elf, but I would love to watch a Black Santa Claus movie. You know what I'm saying? Can Faison be Black Santa?
Oh, he would be such a funny Black Santa.
Got the physique.
He would be a funny Black elf with the whole ghetto attitude. He'd be hood. I'd be all there
big
for
big perm
it.
Santa.
Yeah.
Big All right, you guys, in more African-American news, we've got the secret on how Dwayne The Rock Johnson stays rock hard. And Gary, I can feel your energy over here.
I almost choked.
Get out of your head. Get your mind out the gutter. I'm talking about muscle mass.
And
I still feel your energy, Gary. Cut it out. So the actor revealed his 6,000-calorie-a-day diet, and it is insane, y'all. He eats 6 meals throughout the day that consist of chicken, salmon, and get this, buffalo, mixed in with rice and sweet potatoes and healthy greens. And on the weekend, he indulges in whatever his stomach desires.
I have a 6,000-calorie-a-day diet, and I'm not getting those results. Like, what am I doing?
No, I think the animal of buffalo, Sherry.
Oh, but not the buffalo wings dripping in the buffalo.
No, chicken of the sea, Jessica Simpson.
buffalo wings all the time.
Yeah.
You never see no muscle mass on me.
But anyway, where'd you go buy buffalo in, honey? Because I've never even seen it at the supermarket, honey.
You got to go to, like, a legit butcher shop. Like, you know, you're not
like
getting
special
at Ralph's or Albertson's, you know what
does a buffalo look like?
I see the pig's feet. I see the chitlins. I don't never see buffalo.
I don't
You got to look. You got to look for the buffalo. It's a delicacy.
It's a lot like
regular beef, except
it
it's a little
like
more
chicken?
Lean.
Don't
sure,
like
sure. It's a lot like
does
chicken.
A buffalo look like a cow?
No, buffalo looked like it looked like a Jamaican
a
cow.
Is that Bullwinkle? Yeah. Is he a buffalo?
Like a Jamaican cow. A buffalo looks like a cow, except like the back end is like light brown furry, and then the front end is like got a lion's mane. He's got all kinds of hair, and he's like big.
That's too much.
I'm just saying that's what a buffalo looks like.
Eat that.
I love The Rock. If I could eat 6,000 calories a day and
I'm
look like The Rock,
you.
I would
6,
do it.
6,000, that is a lot 6, of calories.
6,000, that's a lot of calories.
So.
I got the eating 6 times a day, but you see what he said. He says salmon. He eats a lot of fish.
Rice. Sweet potatoes.
The sweet potatoes. That's not enough. Where's the pound cake?
Apple fritter bread too.
He indulged on the weekend, so he probably eat pound cake, corn pie.
Do we eat White Castle? White Castle makes some mustard shit.
Yes, it will.
What Oscar winner y'all ain't afraid of ghost hunting? I'm not talking about Whoopi Goldberg. Find out who after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Okay, a lot of people are afraid of ghosts, but not Octavia Spencer, because she's got a ghost that protects her, okay? Now, her home was previously owned by a star of old Western movies, which she's a fan of, so she thinks that's who the ghost is.
Ooh.
Octavia's got an old West ghost. Sherry, do you want to give us her quote real quick?
I sure will. Octavia said, I love him because he kind of sorts out the bad people that shouldn't be there. He runs them out. If they stay at my place, they don't want to come back. And that's how I know that they don't belong here.
Blah, blah! can you picture, like, a Western ghost, an Old West ghost? Do you think he's having shootouts in her backyard?
I don't mess around with ghosts. I don't like ghosts.
Either.
Ooh, that would scare
me. Well, it's all about the term and the title. Like, you could say ghost, you could say guardian angel. Now, that all of a sudden changes the narrative of it. Like, maybe, like, you know, one of our relatives was a cowboy back in the days and he's looking after her now.
Child, if something show up that ain't human or a dog or a cat or something I can touch, it's a problem for me. I'm the hell up out of there. I tell you that.
I don't know if I want to come back.
Like, you know, there's a dog that used to come around our house all the time, and they said that was our neighbor. He died and came back as a dog. And that was a good spirit.
And you
know?
Believe
me. Yes.
I buried my dog, Ashley, a couple weeks ago. And sometimes I hear like a chain, like, you know, his around her neck. Mm-hmm. And that scares me. I'm like, dog?
Ashley,
you better move
Ashley,
on.
Ashley, you better go on.
I loved you, buddy.
Yeah, I loved you. You passed. Yeah. Don't come
that
back here.
That scares me, too.
I really do. Like, honestly, though, I would love to watch a movie starring Octavia Spencer where she had like an Old West ghost with her that was just like warding people off left and right.
Would
like,
I would watch she would that. Make it funny.
Yeah.
Okay, y'all, here's some good news. A recent study found that hearing loss in Black Americans happens about 10 years later than it does for white Americans. Tanner, let me say it for you a little louder. Black people can hear better than white people. According to the Journal of Speech, Language, and Hearing Research, Black Americans 65 and older are nearly half as likely to report serious hearing loss as white Americans in the same age group. Now, Gary, this is very interesting because I know you clean your ears a lot. You think that helps?
It sure does help, girl. I can hear every time y'all talking about me. So, yes, ma'am, it helps. I keep my ears clean.
Yeah, because he takes his earwax and put it on his lips.
Yes, honey.
Oh, God.
It's good. It's good CarMax, honey. You just put it up in your ear, on your lips, and you got glossy lips.
No one's passing that man the blunt.
Listen, sometimes I play this game with like older white people. I'm not even playing. This isn't good TV.
Oh,
but
Tanner.
I'll start out whispering. You ever whisper around an old white person and try to figure out how loud you have to get before they can hear you? We do this to my mom. I'm so sorry, Mom, if you're watching.
So
but we'll whisper in the same room just because we know she can't hear it. And then it gets a little louder and then she gets upset.
Oh, Tanner.
I'm sorry, y'all.
That's terrible.
I'm sorry.
Terrible.
I love you, Mom. Man.
Maybe it's that pumpkin pie you're eating because pumpkin doesn't help the ear.
Yeah.
The sweet potato. Eating sweet potatoes is clear of that ear.
It's got the ear vitamins.
It's got the ear vitamins. Yeah, that's what I heard.
Ear wash.
Okay. All right. Up next, this rapper was in his feelings when he wasn't recognized courtside. I love this story, and it's coming next after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, y'all. Now, Drake might be one of the most famous rappers out right now, but not everyone knows who he is. Now, Drake was recently at an OKC Thunder versus Houston Rockets basketball game. He's sitting courtside. And when the cameras kept showing him, the couple next to him supposedly asked him if he was famous. Now, you can see that Drake's no surprise. He took to the couple because he later shared a selfie with the couple, captioning it, "My new parents." What y'all think?
I love it.
This is cute.
I love it. Shout out to Drake for being an OKC.
Okay.
But, like, there's no chance in the world that those old people, that grandma and grandpa there, had any idea who he was.
Right. Goodness. They watched The Lone Ranger and Andy Griffith at home.
Exactly.
Yeah. Matlock.
Right.
Niecy Nash and I were in New York, and we were walking, and it was a couple from Australia.
Oh.
And they said, "Are you NeNe Leakes?" And she was like, "Yeah." And then they look at me, and they go, Jones.
Make it work for you.
We made it work, and we signed autographs and took pictures. You know, it's like,
oh my God.
You were in it. She was NeNe. Who did they think you were, Porsche?
No, they thought I was Star Jones. They thought, I don't know where they got NeNe Leakes.
But also, Sherry, the fact that y'all were like, yeah, and you signed autographs, you made their day.
We made their day. They went home and said, we met NeNe and Star.
As long as they don't post that picture, they good.
Right. As long as they don't post that autograph.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.